All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I was 22 and lived in my parents' house while they had left South Africa to work abroad. My grandmother moved in with me to help out as I was a single mother while still studying in university. In the end, we helped each other because she was also on oxygen due to chronic lung disease. Growing up in South Africa, we are taught from a very young age that it's important to make sure all doors are locked and windows are closed at night. Being a very private person, I would always have my curtains closed. People can be extremely nosy here. Well, one night after a long day of studies and simply being a mom, we locked all the doors and shut the windows, pulling all the curtains closed to settle in for the night. Now, my son was not a great sleeper and would often wake up throughout the night. After dozing off, later that evening he woke me up asking for his bottle, and I decided to check the time, slightly blinded by the TV's light. I sat up, rubbing my eyes. 10 p.m. Something wasn't right. I felt like we weren't alone. As I peered through the doorway into the passage, I could have sworn I saw a dark shadow almost crawling across the tiled floor. I'm imagining things. I must be. Shrugging it off, I pass my son his bottle. Still, I swear I'm hearing sounds, like someone coming up the stairs this time, but that's in the opposite direction. The railing creaks, and I'm about to get out of my bed to check, when a face peeks around the corner of my bedroom door. "Gran, is that you?" Expecting her to be needing help with something, so I reached for my phone to create light, as I had already switched the TV off again. A man storms into my room and grabs my phone before I can hide it. I'm in so much shock, yet I know exactly what is going on at that moment. "Take whatever you want. Please, just don't hurt us," I say calmly. He puts his index finger to his lips. He's just standing there, as though he is waiting and watching guard. Then suddenly,
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So, hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Three other men rush in and asked question after question. "Where's the safe? Where's the weapons? Where's this and that?" They were all armed, and I had no idea what they had planned for us. I just couldn't keep up, trying to answer all their questions. Why would I, a single mother in a house with her child and grandmother, have a weapon? In all honesty, I've never even owned one. They took everything and then insisted on taking my car keys. I tried telling them I couldn't remember where I had put them, but they stuck a weapon in my 2-year-old son's face and asked again, "Where are the keys?" So I told them where I thought I had left them. After going through all my things, taking what they wanted, and were then ready to leave, I'm presuming they were throwing everything into my car for the getaway. The one guy chose to stick around in my room a little longer. "Give me a kiss," he whispered. "Oh no," I was shouting in my mind, still trying to stay composed. He put out his hand and took mine. Then the others called for him, and as he pulled away, I dug my nails into his hand and scratched. If I was going to do anything, I was going to get DNA off one of them. If no one could see what was going on in my home, I would find a way to get justice. "Don't scream," they said, and ran down the stairs. I ran down after them and screamed as loud as I could for help from the neighbors as they sped off in my car. Standing outside in the pitch black, calling for anyone to help us. And yet no one heard. It felt like hours had passed. No phones, no laptops, no means of contact. They took everything, and I couldn't even call my parents. To this day, these men have never been caught, and I wonder if I had my curtains open, perhaps someone might have seen. People were still awake. I am now 35, and since that night, I refuse to go to sleep without my curtains open and at least one light on.